In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 39, why the test is recorded and why it matters to you.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's IELTS Energy episode, you'll get answers to two questions from a listener who took the exam this morning. If you want to get a 7 or higher on your next IELTS exam, then you need our new free video training course. It's a series of 3 videos that is going to show you exactly what you need to get a 7 or higher on your next exam. So go right now to allearsenglish.com/training. That's allearsenglish.com/training. Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
We are back. I'm feeling good. Glad to be recording IELTS Energy today, as Woo-hoo! Always. It's so much fun to be behind the mic and talking about IELTS.
I know. Who knew? Who knew? And seriously, I have heard some other IELTS podcasts, and they do not sound like they're having fun. So
no,
we
no,
are lucky.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, test prep does not have to be boring, right?
Never. Oh, I hate when people say that. Of course it's not boring. Any That's learning, right. No matter what you're learning, should be fun, right?
That's right. And as you said, a motivated person will learn, right? So if our listeners are motivated and they're having fun, they're going to learn more easily. So let's keep it rolling.
Yeah. So let me just pause here to remind our listeners to really think about how they are approaching their test preparation and their just English learning. Think about if you're having fun or not, guys, and try and find the resources to help you stay motivated to really learn your best for the test.
Absolutely. I like that. And speaking of resources, we actually have a hot new video training out, and it's totally free. And it's Jessica on 3 different videos showing you guys how to get a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam.
Yeah, this is what I mean. Yeah, exactly. So these are 3 short videos, guys, and I promise you they are full of energy, just like the podcast, and they are full of useful information. So check those out, guys.
Totally. So this is only going to be available for a short time, guys. So you want to go right now to get those free 3 free videos to allearsenglish.com/training. That's allearsenglish.com/training. So go on over there now, guys. All right, cool. So let's get to it, Jessica, shall we?
Yeah, we have an interesting question from a listener who just took the speaking test.
I know. Just this afternoon, I think she was in the speaking test this morning, and we got an email from her, and she had 2 questions, right? She was concerned about 2 things.
Yeah.
The first thing was that she told us that the examiner had asked her to be a bit louder on the speaking test, and she was concerned that that was going to influence her score in a negative way, that she was being too quiet. Right. And what was the second thing, Jessica?
About the water, she asked if she could have a break for a short sip of water, I guess, in the speaking test. So, yeah, neither of those things are going to hurt your score, guys.
Right.
The only reason she was asked to be louder was because the speaking test has to be recorded. So if you're speaking too quietly and the MP3 recorder or whatever device they're using to record, if the examiner thinks the recording cannot pick up your voice, she or he will ask you to speak louder. But there's nothing that you're graded on that will be hurt by speaking quietly, unless you're speaking so quietly the examiner can't hear you. And then, right, like, what is the examiner going to grade you on? They can't hear you. So
right.
Like at least speak loudly enough that the examiner can hear what you're saying.
So when the exam is recorded, do examiners then go back and listen again to the recording, or is that just to double check the scores?
Right. Good question. So, it's used in case there's a problem with your score, or if there are any questions about your speaking score, then another examiner will listen to the recording, and to give you another score to check. So what happens? Okay. IELTS checks everything like 20 times, you guys. Wow. They're so careful. So what happens when all of your scores are entered into the system? Okay. Mm-hmm. Entered into the computer or whatever. The listening, speaking, reading, writing. If two of your scores are way different from each other, like if your listening score is a 5 and your speaking score is a 7, then that doesn't seem possible. You
right.
know,
that does
doesn't
it set off an alarm, kind of a part
exactly.
of the software, like ding, ding, ding.
It totally does. Check. It totally does. Cool. The emergency doors are closed. Everybody is in lockdown.
Technology, love it.
The fire alarms go off. So it does set off kind of an alarm, right? It tells the IELTS administrator that there's a problem with the scores, that they have to be checked. And that's when a different examiner will come in, listen to the recording of your speaking test, and give you a score. And so, I mean, you know, 99% of the time, it's exactly the same as your first score.
Right, right, right.
But if there is a problem, it will be caught. So don't be nervous about the recording. You shouldn't even notice it's there. You know, the only time that it's really focused on is at the very beginning. When you sit down, the examiner will point to the recording device and say, okay, first I'm just going to talk to this little recording and introduce the test, and then we'll begin the exam. And after that, like, it's never touched. So you shouldn't even really notice it's there, you know?
Right.
It shouldn't make you nervous or anything.
Mm-hmm. And maybe if it does make us nervous, maybe practicing by recording ourselves, which can be useful on many levels and in many ways, right, Jessica?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. That just came up on a recent episode too.
Yes.
In order to increase your fluency and your vocabulary scores, it's a really good idea to have some practice speaking questions, speaking test questions, and practice answering those. And you could use the same questions again and again, you know.
Sure.
I mean, the point is to help you get better at speaking. So record yourself with some of these answers. Listen back. And if you hear you're repeating yourself, or if your pronunciation is really boring, or you know, any noticeable problems with your speaking, you could write those down, practice again, and focus on specific problems. So not only will that help you increase your scores getting better at speaking, but it will help you get used to being recorded. So
absolutely.
That's perfect.
Yeah, we can get a lot of insight about our speaking when we listen a second time, because so much is going on, right? When we're speaking, we're thinking about ideas and we're forming our points, and we may be missing something that's happening, like those, like we talked about yesterday, as you said, those four deadly crutches that we might be using, or who knows what we're doing, right?
Yeah.
There are 5 guaranteed ways to increase your IELTS speaking score, and we want to show you what they are. We have a new video training series available to help you get a 7 or higher on your next IELTS exam. So to get it now, you need to go right away to allearsenglish.com/training. That's allearsenglish.com/training, and grab it now while it's still available. See you guys there.
And remember, guys, when you are checking yourself in speaking and writing, it's impossible to listen for all the problems at one time.
Yeah.
So,
good point.
Like one of the systems that I've developed and that I teach my students is that You need to listen or read your writing, you know, you need to check yourself three times for three different things. And it has to be very specific. So it's easy to find. So what I mean is, like, the first time you listen to your speaking answer, only listen for repetition. You know, listen for, like, and repeated vocabulary. Okay. And then you could note down those problems to work on. And then the second time you listen to the same answer, you're listening to the same answer three times, right? So the second time you listen, maybe you listen for your pronunciation and you think about that. So have a specific list of three things you're checking for each time.
Right. And to find out, you know, for example, we had our cheat sheet that was available earlier and it's actually still available. And a big part of this is knowing what the examiner wants, right? So how do we know what we're checking for if we don't know what the examiner wants, right?
Exactly.
So guys, and if you guys still, you can still get that cheat sheet if you go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation and you can grab that, and that'll make it so much easier for you to record yourself and then go ahead and check for different things, as we've said.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. So, yeah, I mean, this is an awesome resource. It's free. It's very clear and simple, as I try and make all my materials for my students.
Yeah, you do a good job of that.
So, take a look at that and use that as your checklist. And so each time you listen to your answers, or each time you, start your practice, focus on one thing at a time.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So, but bottom line, going back to this student's question. So the idea that the examiner asked her to be louder is not a problem, right? She's not going to get marked down because she was speaking too quietly. And it's also not a problem that she asked if she could have some water, hopefully. Is that, I don't know if we answered that officially.
Right. No, that should not be a problem. Okay. The examiners know that you're nervous. And I mean, my goodness, you're a human person.
You need water, H2O.
Yeah. Like, you get thirsty. So, I mean, examiners are thirsty. Every time I am teaching or working or anything, I have a bottle of water, a bottle of tea. I am, like, fully beverage prepared. So, everyone's thirsty. We get it. Don't worry about that. I think it goes back to just reminding our listeners and these test takers that IELTS is a very strict test, okay? There are really strict rules that the examiners grade you on. And even if you get an unfriendly examiner, which is possible, you never know, right? Even if you get, like, a weird examiner or something, it doesn't matter. This examiner is looking at the same rules as every other examiner.
Right. Okay, and that's everywhere in the world, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. So you are graded on the same exact things. You should, hopefully, you'll get the same exact score, no matter how crazy the examiner is, or what the examiner, how the examiner behaves or asks you to do. Doesn't matter. Don't worry. Pretend it's the nicest examiner in the world and do your best.
Right. And focus on yourself, right? The only thing you can control is the way you act in the exam, and what comes out of your mouth and the way you hold yourself physically, which we could talk more about that actually in other episodes, Jessica.
Yeah.
We could talk more about nonverbals and, you know, putting
that's
the shoulders
a good idea.
Back. All kinds of good stuff, but that's really the only thing you can control. You can't control if you get a weird examiner.
Right? I think that's one of my favorite things about the way you and I approach this test practice is that we really focus on giving our students the clearest, most honest information and to let you guys control everything you can to feel confident on the test. Because really, like, old fashioned to me.
No, that's good. I like it.
Gosh, darn it. But really, like, with any language goals you have, I think confidence is the number one most difficult thing, right? So matter if it's a test or even just, like, traveling and talking to people in a shop, confidence is our aim. So
absolutely.
That's what we're trying to give you guys.
Yeah. And confidence comes from preparation, and, but not just any preparation, right? It comes from good preparation, being given the right information and the right strategies. And that's what we're giving you guys here. We know, Jessica, you know, you've been in this field, in this IELTS field for 10 years.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's longer.
That's a decade.
Now.
You know, that's more than a decade is.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you really have had a chance to break things down and see the exam from so many different angles, and you've decided what's important and what's not. And you've really kind of distilled that into simple systems, which we're super excited to invite our listeners to learn more about really soon.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, guys, check out those three free videos that Lindsay and I just made. Cause I mean, like we said, this is, you know, over 10 years of my experience, and I have changed my mind a couple times to, you know, try and make this as simple and clear as possible for my students. So I really feel like I have arrived at the clearest IELTS advice, the ways that you guys should prepare and approach the exam. So please check out these three videos, guys. They're short, they're simple, they're easy to understand, and hopefully they're fun. So
we're lucky to have this shortcut, right? When we work with someone who has such a depth of expertise, we have an opportunity to take the shortcut that you've developed over 10 years so we can kind of get that exam result that we need quick, and we don't have to go through the 10 years of studying.
I know. Yeah. Don't waste your time, guys. Don't waste your time with teachers that don't know what they're doing or materials that don't work. And any, as you are preparing, remember that we are here for you guys still all along the way. So any questions that you have, please send to us.
Yeah. Yes, please keep sending us your questions, guys. So drop me an email at lindsay@allearsenglish.com, and I can't wait to have a conversation with you. We'll put your question on the show, and we'll answer it for you.
Yeah,
all right.
Totally.
All right, Jessica. Very cool. Let's wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for these tips. This has been helpful.
Thank you, Lindsay. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.